Tell me how you came to move to Greenlee.
Condemned. No wash, no bathrooms, no toilets, no electric. They were condemned. You know what they call it. If you lived in a condemned house, you got moved to one of those.
Who did you pay the rent to?
This Taylor's Buildings. You know the Taylor's house, the White House, which is the White House now. I don't know if it was white then. But that's where the Taylor sister lived, and we paid our rent there, 3 shillings.
Who paid the rent? Who took the rent?
We did when we were kids.
Mm. You took the kids, took the rent to the
We used to took the rent to the Taylor's because they gave us a few suites.
All right, so the house was condemned. Do you have any memory about what your mum and dad and your reaction was?
My mum's reaction was she wasn't moving because the rent was 3 shillings, and when you went on to Greenlee, it was 13 shillings, and my mum didn't know where she was going to get the 13 shillings from. But that's all I can remember about it. Mm.
Right.
She must have got it from somewhere because, you know, yeah.
You moved anyway?
We moved, yeah, we moved. We had to do, they knocked them down.
So when you moved into the new house on Greenlee, tell me about that house.
Living room, kitchen, hall, 3 bedrooms, bathroom, yeah, which we needed. And then when you went, we had 3 doors, which was stupid. You had a door into the hall at the front, a side door went into the kitchen. You had a back door, and when you went out of the back door, there was a coal place, you know, proper built coal place and everything, yeah. And then we had the garden, of course, yeah. They're still there, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm. And what did you do when you first went into that new toilet?
Probably just live in it. Flush it all the time, yeah. Couldn't believe it. Absolutely. Having a bath.
It must have been amazing.
It was amazing. Sharing a bathroom, a bedroom with his sister. We had a bedroom, and I couldn't wait for her to leave home and me have that bedroom to myself. Oh, my brother left home first, so I got his bedroom first. So he went in the army, of course, yeah. It was absolutely fantastic going into it. But the rent worried my mum. My mum was Lily Simpson. She was one of 6. She lived on Elmer Street. She started work when she was 12 at the brewery in the bottling stores. And then she got married. I can't remember what year she got married, but there were 3 of us then, my brother, sister. And then she went to work at the Copperworks for a while, my mum, and then went back to the brewery. She went in the yeast room, what they call the presses for the yeast. And they used to have to scrape the yeast off, and they had these, some form of cotton, very thick, I don't know, call it, and sheets. And my mum, the other laundry, and my mother washed all those, and she kept the yeast room clean. That's what she did. And the yeast went to Phillips's yeast to make yeast fight tablets.
Mm. Oh, I see. So that was the waste product.
Waste product of the yeast. She scraped these presses. There were 3 presses. I can see them in this room. And my mother scraped the yeast off into big tubs underneath, and then she took these sheets up and put clean ones on, and then she had to wash all those sheets. And I think that some form of dryer or something, even in those days, you know, washer and dryer thing, but a washing thing where she washed all those sheets, put away into this cupboard to put on when the sheets were, when it was, I don't know how often they did this with the yeast, but I can see the green tubs at the bottom where they scraped it into.
How old would she be when she went back to the brewery? Where were you living at the time?
Well, she went back wartime, I suppose, when men were, you know, well, yeah, I should think. She worked actually at the brewery while until the car took with her, you know. She never told him. She was 74 when she retired. But when she retired, she should have gone at 65 or 60. She never told anybody. Nobody bothered, did they? Then the car took with her, didn't they? But what she did, for a long time, they opened a bar, you know. They opened a bar in the brewery yard. You know when the men used to get the 2 pints of beer and things? Well, they opened a bar that to go there then. And my mother worked in the bar.
So all from when she went back there in the war, she stayed there right till she was 74. Is that what you're saying?
She worked, she did, yeah.
She must have a
bit. She worked 42 years there, so she must have been. And I think she was about 21 when she got married to my dad. So, consequently, he stopped work. He didn't work when he got married in them days. So, you know, she'd only done a few, well, 12, from 12 to 21, what, 9 years. Mm.
Right. She must have had a bit of a grand send-off when she went eventually, didn't she?
Well, Whitbread's had taken it over. Whitbread's had taken it. It all changed. She went when more like, well, I think it was Whitbread's that caught up with her. You know, and realised she was 74.
Was she claiming the old age pension as well?
Oh, but I'll tell you what my mother used to say. Well, I don't know. What did they get in them days? Nothing. My mother didn't get anything. She was a 50-shilling widow, my mum. She was a 50-shilling widow. because that's what it was in them. Derek's mum was as well. Oh. And they're nothing. But she used to say, my mum, the hardest part of going to the Broad is walking there and walking home. So she did a damn good job, hadn't she? I think so. She was a character, my mum.
What happened to you then? When did you leave school and what did you do when you left school?
When I left school, I was 14 and I went in the wine and spirit office because the men were still at war. And then when Stanley Grupp came back and I was doing his job, which I don't know, man, it was so easy. And I found it easy at first. Cyril Ambler came back and all those. I had to go then in the wine and spirit department.
So what did you do at first?
At first I did like credit notes and all different bits of clerical work. A lot of it was credit notes. When they sent cases back, they got credit and bottle, you know, and things like that. I can remember writing lists. It were all handwritten.
And so you did that, and then somebody, who came
back? Stanley Grupp came back, and I was doing his job. Well, he had to have his job back. So then I had to go into the wine and spirit departments, and then I was sort of about 18, I left because I didn't like it.
Tell me about the wine and spirit department. Well, what was it like?
It was onto the main road. It was stone floors. I can remember we had a room downstairs, what we called the canteen, and then it had gantries, and we bottled spirits and that. They used to come and we used to bottle them, and they used to go along and be corked and all things like that, and I used to do a lot of the bottling.
And what did that involve?
It involved putting your bottle under the tap, you know, and I could move it along without even turning the tap off. That was, you know, I didn't get any certificates for it, like, but but yeah, bottling I did. Yeah, I can remember the bottling, and it went on this thing, and then I can't remember much about it, but I can remember a corking machine or something, you know, they put a cork, a proper corking.
Did you have to stick labels on the bottles?
Yeah, somebody did, yeah, but I didn't do that. They're labelled and corked and labelled. It went from filling to corking and labelling, you know, and all, and then to packing.
So it was like a production line?
Yeah, yeah, a bit of a...
And who did you work with?
I worked with Alfie Carrington, a man from Swillington. I can't remember his name. He worked there. Jackie Gallagher, he worked there. Elsie Tiffany, Doris Bainbridge. These are names I can remember. Can't remember any other names, I don't think, no.
And what was the working day? What time did you start?
7 while 5 we worked in those days. About 40-odd hours a week you worked in those days, I think, yeah.
And what did you do for your breaks?
We had a break on a morning in this little room we had where you could make tea. We took sandwiches, we just took some, you know, pack-ups, and then I could go home for my dinner. I went home to Greenleaf for my dinner because I had a bike. So I went home and had something at home, just a sandwich at home probably. Then you didn't know, you see, so you could do it. I always went home for my dinner. Then you had your evening meal at night.
How old were you when you left there?
I was 18 when I left.
And what did you do after that?
And I went to Hepworth Taylor's in the architect's office. I just did typing, a lot of writing, stock and things like that. I did all sorts of things. Phone, answering the phone. I met my husband, Derek Lyon, at the Woodersford Drill Hall, where we danced round the gun. It was a dance. And then we moved to the Blackburn Hall at Rothwell, which was called the Blackburn Hall, to dancers there. I went with Derek. We caught it for 6 years. We got married in 1953 and lived on Aberford Road.
Now, tell me about Derek's family.
Derek grew up at the Brewery, in the Brewery Cottage, and his dad was Ali Client, who was yard foreman at that time. But I'd never knew him because he died before I got to know Derek, and so I didn't know him. It was only in the 50s when he died, early 50s, I think. And then I knew his mother. Oh, the Brewery allowed his mother to live rent-free in the cottage because she locked the gates and the officers did little jobs.